Mike Powers with your local news on Classic Hits KWIN. Chief Meteorologist Patrick Corr says light accumulating snow is possible across North Georgia, with the greatest impacts expected tonight into tomorrow morning. Corr says snow showers could develop this evening, bringing the potential for minor accumulations across the area. The biggest impact is east of us, only a glancing blow here locally. Into the Carolinas, they could see significant snowfall with blizzard conditions possible near the Carolina coast. While the snowfall locally will be limited, dangerous cold is going to be the main concern again. Tomorrow night, it's going to be bitterly cold with wind chills dropping below zero in some areas and northwest wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, creating hazardous outdoor conditions. Residents are urged to protect pipes, limit time outside, bring pets in, and check on your elderly neighbors. Corr says conditions could gradually improve later in the weekend, but residents should continue monitoring forecasts as small changes could impact the region. In the meantime, the National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold watch for all of Georgia, effective Saturday evening through early Sunday afternoon. Forecasters warn that dangerously cold wind chills or the feel-like temperature could drop to 5 degrees or below anywhere across the state. Officials say the extreme cold can pose serious risks, especially for vulnerable populations and exposed infrastructure. Warming stations will remain open across Dade County and the entire tri-state area as the extremely cold temperatures get in here. Emergency officials say the shelters are available for anyone experiencing power outages, loss of heat, or unsafe living conditions during this time. You're urged to take advantage of warming stations and check on elderly neighbors, family members, and those living alone especially. In other news, unemployment declined across Northwest Georgia in December, that according to new data released by the Georgia Department of Labor. The regional unemployment rate fell to 3.1%, down from 3.6 a year ago. The labor force reaching an all-time high of more than 459,000 people, while employment also climbed to a record level. Georgia Labor Commissioner Barbara Riviera Holmes says more Georgians are working and unemployment declined across all regions of the state in December. In the Dalton metro area, which includes Whitfield and Murray counties, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, down significantly from 6.1% a year ago. Families of the 2025 Dade County High School Wolverines invited to come together this weekend to celebrate the team and its accomplishments. A team celebration will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the DCHS cafeteria. The event is open to players, families, and supporters and will recognize the hard work, dedication, and achievements of the Wolverines throughout the season. Organizers ask family members to help by bringing snacks and refreshments. A sign-up sheet is available online. The Georgia Bulldogs back on the hardwood this weekend, hosting Texas A&M in SEC basketball action. The Bulldogs and Aggies tip off Saturday at 1 o'clock in Athens, the pregame coverage at 12:30. And on Sunday, the Chattanooga Lady Mocs are at home, taking on the Samford Lady Bulldogs, airtime 1:30 here on KWIN. That's your local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Dogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN.